H5N1. There is no privacy at the speed of light.
Privacy is the right to be left alone. Or maybe it's the right to control your own information and self-image. People worry about Big Brother, but the problem is we keep on checking in and depositing personal information with governments, with the banks, and with each other. The average citizen has surrendered much of his or her privacy to obtain credit, an education, good medical care, and many other necessary services. If you want to vote in elections, or be a professional, or a landowner, a business person, a borrower of money, or a driver of motor vehicles, then the rest of us have the right to know who you are. It is impossible to interact actively with society unless you give up your anonymity. In other words, you have to sacrifice your privacy for the things you need. Privacy can be best understood as protection against certain kinds of risk. Risk of injustice through such things as unfair incrimination. Risk of loss of control over personal information. And risks of indignity through exposure and embarrassment. Privacy can be thought of as a shield that may serve to protect us from dress codes restricting types of clothing or hairstyles or tattoos and piercings. Privacy may be freedom from an oppressive gaze. Few people realize that in a computerized society, only criminals who live under forged identities enjoy a high degree of privacy. Criminals hide in the shadows of the underworld. The only absolute privacy is in the darkness at the fringes of society. The rest of us, if we're lucky, have pretty good privacy. Our privacy has to be protected. You never know when you might need it. Our privacy is our right to be left alone. Meow, 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 meow